Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Finding You in Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Ronan. Today we will go over the empowerment concepts. We will look at the empowerment pledge. We will look at the seven C's of empowerment and focus on the initial concept of covenant agreement. You won't want to miss it. Thank you for tuning in. We'll get started, as always, with the Empowerment Pledge. And that pledge is, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming better every day, one day at a time. And if you would just review the empowerment tools, practice them, strive to develop them, you will become a better person. It's a daily practice of working on yourself, establishing a goal, and then working at it until you get to where you want to be. And all you have to do is practice daily. This daily practice requires you to sit, have quiet time, reflect, set a goal, and then work toward that goal today and every day. All you have to do is become committed, work on it until you get it right. All you got to do, my friends. That's the Empowerment Pledge. Today, each day, every day, one day at a time. Okay, personal empowerment. When we talk about personal empowerment, we talk about a covenant. And that covenant with the empowerment is making a bonding, unbreakable agreement. When you make agreements going forward in your life, those agreements have to be honored with the pledge that comes from your heart. And when you're looking at making a pledge that comes from your heart, it supersedes all material things, and it goes into another level or another realm where you begin to honor those agreements that you make within yourself. But so it is the you that's making the agreement, not the physical person, not the physical body, but the you on the inside that has integrity, that lives with character and all those value traits that we need to become better people. If we would just begin to take the time to practice honoring our covenants, these covenants have to start with ourselves. So with the covenant agreement, it is a bonding, unbreakable agreement with yourself. That's the start. That's the beginning. And I always say that there are two lies that will always be told. The first lie will be the lie that you tell to yourself, and the second lie will be the lie that you tell to someone else. And if you can honor yourself by being honest with yourself, you can never go wrong. And so if we begin to stop telling those lies to ourselves first, the fatal flaw of fooling ourselves to believe something is true when it's really not, then we can work on that. And the beginning is making that covenant, making that solemn promise to yourself that I am going to live with integrity. I'm going to honor myself by honoring my words and my actions and my activities. And you got it. It's just that simple, and it's a daily practice. So personal empowerment begins with establishing that personal goal, that personal covenant, that personal agreement. And to start this process, you will have to determine that there's something in your life that's valuable, and that something is you. And you really want to change and work on yourself to get to that you, to become better, to get something closer to what it is that you know you are here for and to do. But that you that sits there, that you on the inside, is the one that you have to honor, love, appreciate, and respect. So you have to be able to change and grow by acknowledging that there is something that you have to do every day with yourself, and that's honor yourself. So you have to begin to become completely honest with yourself, completely focusing on that one thing, that aspect of you that you know you need to change to become the best person that you could be. And this is a daily practice. These changes that we talk about, or that I talk about here in Empowerment 365, or anybody else that who intends to motivate and empower people, know that this is always a process. Change is always a process. And so it takes time. It takes practice. It takes dedication. And it takes commitment. And it takes you to work on yourself. So all you have to do is examine yourself, sit alone, get quiet time, and develop time where you begin to know and understand yourself. That is the process. And all you have to do is begin to practice a daily, consistent work that requires you to sit alone. This work will begin to allow you to heal if you're hurting. It will allow you to begin to develop structure, consistency. And as we go through the seven C's of personal empowerment, the first C is covenant. And that covenant is that bonding, unbreakable agreement. And if you would direct your time, thought, and attention to maintaining that personal agreement with yourself in your life, that there are some things that I will do and there are some things that I won't do, and I know what they are, and I live by those things. And that's where you start. That's where you begin the work. So as we continue to direct our time and thought and attention toward the things that you know you need to work on and change with yourself, begin to practice and develop as a part of this. I call it support mechanisms. That's the I am statements. You want to practice developing your I am statements and build on those. So every day you're consistently looking at yourself and you're telling yourself some things. You're developing some self-talk that says, I am working on myself. If you can work on yourself every day, and if you can share with yourself the you on the inside, the concept of I am humble, or the thought that I am peaceful, or I am kind, I am disciplined, or I am focused, I am healthy, I am positive, I am great, I am special, I am unique, or I am forgiving. Or if you could practice beginning to tell yourself, I am loving, and that love that I am begins with loving myself. Did you tell yourself today, I love you? I love you, I love you, I love you. I am trusting. And all of these qualities are internal qualities, characteristics and traits. I am trusting. I'm a beautiful being. And most of all, I am a gift. If you can become the gift, the prize, the purpose, if you will commit to developing and growing yourself, that's what personal empowerment is all about. It's all about working on yourself every day, growing and changing. A consistent practice of making those changes that you know you need to make to grow, to plant yourself in some good soil and give yourself the right amount of nutrients, the right amount of water, and the right amount of sunlight, and watch yourself grow. And so when I'm talking about water, I'm talking about nutrients, I'm talking about sunlight, what I'm really talking about is monitoring your thoughts, your feelings, your moods, and your emotions. And if you could give yourself the right amount of positive thoughts, good feelings, positive moods, being able to be in the best positive emotion that you can be. Now, we must remember that none of us are perfect. But we have the free will to choose our feelings. We have the free will to choose our thoughts. And so what I want you to do is begin to monitor your thoughts and feelings. Monitor your moods and emotions. and every day continue to think and feel very positive, very loving, very good about yourself. Continue to think and feel that you've accomplished something every day, that you're working toward accomplishing your goals. Make the thoughts and feelings of success and accomplishment a part of your current way of thinking. So your thoughts and feelings and moods and emotions are very important because they tell you where you are. You have to begin to carry positive thoughts and feelings with you throughout your day, and you have to create reminders. You have to be able to set and establish boundaries for yourself. Where when you feel your mood or your emotions changing or your feelings changing, that you begin to check yourself. And one way you can do that is to begin to think and believe that you're worthy of success. You're worthy of feeling good. You're worthy of having positive feelings and thoughts and emotions all day throughout your day. And you can start by thinking the simple thought of, I am great. And today, if you would, make I am great your dominant thought, feeling for today. If you can make I am great your dominant thought, feeling, when that is how you radiate, that is the thought that you continue to think and vibrate within yourself and outside of yourself and within your environment, within your home, then you will begin the process, the first step toward being successful and accomplishing all that you can today. So continue to direct your thoughts and your feelings and your moods toward where you want to go and where you want to be. Continue to become the best person that you could be. Continue to practice working on yourself, and that's what Empowerment Works and the Empowerment 365 self-help program is all about. But make the way that you feel the most important part of your day. Take a few moments for quiet time. Direct your thoughts towards your feelings, moods, and emotions. And utilize your ability. And your ability has a close relationship with your will. To be able to manage and redirect your thoughts and your focus. And you have to be a great manager and practice utilizing your strength and your power to redirect yourself. You could just do that one day at a time. And sometimes you just got to shut it down and practice quiet time and regrouping. And so that's what we have for today. It's the Empowerment Works here. Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment. So again, focus your thoughts on gratitude and forgiveness. Practice every morning when you wake up. Gratitude. Forgiveness, humility. Start your day that way. As soon as you open your eyes, begin to say thank you. Begin to practice becoming humble. Practice forgiveness. And do this every day. And that will help you to establish balance in your life. So as you continue to establish balance, continue to focus your thoughts on your personal goals, you can't go wrong. Developing faith within yourself. A lot of times we put our faith in other things and other people, but with the empowerment, it is complete trust and or confidence in you and your own ability. And the practice is to strengthen yourself, to know and understand the you that lives within you. I'm Marvin Rohn, and this has been Empowerment 365. 365 days of personal empowerment just for you. Visit me on the web at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. I have enjoyed being here with you today, and I will be back tomorrow with another day of personal empowerment just for you. Become the best person that you can be. And know this, justice, fairness, and accountabilities are important in everyone's life. Be good and true to yourself. Respect yourself and others. Become the best person that you could be. And become the example today and every day by working on yourself. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Where you headed? Peace.